The Lord is in his holy temple, and let all earth keep silent before him. I was there when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Thy feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Thank the Lord for another day.
Amen.
He has brought us together one more time.
Amen.
Amen. God, this is day 299, y'all.
Amen.
Amen. We're still here.
Yes. Thank you, God.
Thank God.
Amen.
And let us rejoice in the day.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. All the in the number that was called. Bless the Lord.
Our plan.
From that. All that's forbidden him, bless his holy name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bless God for allowing us to see each and every one of you.
Lord,
this 299th day of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And he is coming swiftly to an end.
Mm-hmm.
But we are glad that we are part of the number. Still able to get about the day.
Yes.
Amen.
Right. And so let us get started with the prayer. And Wayne.
Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we want to say thank you, Lord, for another day, another opportunity to serve. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be in your day, Lord. Yes. And Lord, for that, we just say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Heal the living and make free, Lord. Lord, yes. You know the ones. Comfort them, Lord, that are bereaving, Lord. Lord, just strengthen, Lord.
Yes.
Claim victory in the name of Jesus. Yes. All the sickness and disease that's going on, we claim victory in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Healing, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
and we just say, bless our pastor, Lord, after he breaks the word. Give us a word, Lord, that we heal, deliver, and make free.
Yes.
Count it done. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. We're going to call your attention today to the book of Luke. 10th chapter. Okay, and we'll begin with verse 27.
What chapter do you say?
St. Luke 10. Over there.
Yeah.
And he answered, saying, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, with all thy mind. And thy neighbor as thyself.
Mm-hmm.
And he said unto him, how that thou hast answered right, this do, and thou shalt live. Okay. We want to ask the question today. And you can ask each other, your neighbor.
Neighbor.
How's your heart?
How's your heart?
Hope you're still beating.
Hey.
Amen.
Asking you to examine your heart.
In the name of Jesus.
To see if it is what it should be.
In the Lord.
Examine your heart and see if it has in it the ingredients that need to be in it.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that not supposed to be in it, be removed.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we can move, walk around and think things are all right in our heart and with our heart, only to find out that we wind up not knowing that something is wrong until we may have a heart attack or stroke. And then all these things come out, issues come out about our heart.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing it is with us and our salvation. We go around and we think that everything is all right. I'm doing the best I can. But truly, deeper than, sometimes we are not doing the best we can.
Mm-hmm.
And but we got things that we have covered up, pushed aside, and have not dealt with it to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We receive hurts when we're supposed to be, and we keep them hurts when we're supposed to be casting them. We're not supposed to allow any, let anything come in and settle there in our heart that shouldn't be. Anything that is not right, we're supposed to be casting it far from us.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord tells us to cast all our cares upon Him, for He cared for us.
Amen.
Okay. And He also invites us to give Him all our burdens. He said, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest."
Yeah.
You take my yoke.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So take my yoke upon you and learn of me. And you'll find that I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your soul. Okay. So make sure your heart is right. Okay. Take Jesus' yoke and let Him have yours.
Mm-hmm.
Your load is too heavy for you. Jesus will be your heavy load bearer.
Yes.
Okay. He will be your one that you will seek or need to seek in order to make it through the day and through the year.
Amen.
Okay. The way that He will have us to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we need to examine ourselves. The word says, it's not what goes in that defiles you, but what comes out.
Yeah.
And what comes out comes from the issues of your heart. So it's in your heart. If you open your mouth and something come out that you shouldn't, that shouldn't come out, it's because it's in your heart.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's telling you that you need to deal with it.
Amen.
How is my heart? Is my heart filled with love?
Yes.
Or is it half filled or partially filled with hatred?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it can't be filled with love, if hatred is there, okay, or every bit of hatred take up that spot that love is not there. If your heart is filled with love, there's no room for hatred.
That's right.
Amen.
If your heart is filled with love, there's no room for these. Filled with love, there's no room for these hurts and things that we're walking around carrying.
My Lord.
And believe it or not, those spiritual hurts can also turn into a physical hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, those spiritual hurts that you carry around your heart can transcend into you having a physical condition in your heart and other parts of your body as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so examine your heart. See if it's all that God will have it to be.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't love everybody, that's something wrong with your heart.
Amen.
Okay. If you can't forgive somebody,
mm-hmm.
there's something wrong.
Yes, yes, it is.
With your heart.
Yes. Amen.
Okay. You need to check your heart out. You go to the doctor, we get our checkup, and he always check your heart.
Mm-hmm.
If he doesn't check nothing else, he checks your heart. Okay. So we need to check our heart daily.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. When's the last time we checked our heart?
Mm-hmm.
See if we got all the issues out of it that they need to be out of it.
Mm-hmm.
When's the last time we checked our heart to see if we got the right things in it to receive everything as for my good?
Mm-hmm.
When's the last time I checked my heart and to see if I'm fine that everything that's happening to me is happening for my good and for God's glory.
Yes.
And so I will receive it as such. How was the last time you checked your heart out and find out that everything that anybody tried to do against to me, for me, or against me, is for my good.
Yes.
And all they're doing is blessing me.
Amen.
Okay, we be reminded of what Joseph told his brother. You meant it for my bad.
Yes.
But God meant it for my good. And so we got to receive everything as being good.
Yes.
And when we can look at it that way, our heart is right.
We need
to check our heart to make sure that our heart is in line with the word of God.
Amen.
Okay, keep in mind that whatever you let come out, remember, it didn't just pop out. Okay, it's things that you got huddled up in your heart.
Yes.
And not being aware of them because you had it so long. That is, that's just have become a part of your daily routine. Okay, so check your heart.
My Lord.
Okay, we check our blood pressure.
Yes.
We check our sugar.
Yes.
And but we don't check our heart. We don't hardly ever take our pulse. Okay. All right. And don't you know your pulse is your heartbeat?
Yes.
So make sure we check ourselves before you get all bent out of shape and mad with somebody. Check yourself.
Check yourself, yes.
And ask yourself, am I receiving this in the right spirit? Am I receiving this with the right way that God will have me to receive it? Am I receiving it the way that God can get some glory out of my life? Am I putting forth an example for the world to see and want some of what I got? Word says, let your light so shine.
Yes. Amen.
Men and women may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven.
Yes, yes.
All right. So, your works of the thought that God can get some glory out of it?
Uh-huh.
Are you figuring out ways you can give them back? Remember, vengeance does not belong to you.
That's right. And
vengeance is not a part of your job description.
And
vengeance belongs to God.
Oh, yes.
It's a part of his job description.
Amen.
And you know you can't do God's job.
That's right.
You can only do what God has allowed you to do.
Amen.
And has made you to do. Okay, so stop trying to do what God's supposed to do and do what you're supposed to do. It's in your heart.
Yes.
Whatever it is, it's in your heart.
Yes.
Love one another.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, pray for them.
Yes.
Okay. Keep them in your heart. And remember, whatever you're doing to that person, you're doing it to God.
That's right.
Okay? Whether you treat them good or treat them bad.
Yes.
It's under the Lord. Okay? When you're talking to somebody, you got to think about, I'm speaking to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That person may not look like the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
May not be acting like the Lord. In fact, it might be acting like the devil.
Amen.
But if they are, it's because God is trying to bring something out of you that you don't realize that you have.
Yes. My Lord.
And that you have not dealt with in your life.
My Lord.
And he's trying to get it out of you. But it can't get it out of you until you can, until you see where you're going wrong.
My Lord Jesus.
Because as long as you think that you're doing right, you're going to keep on doing the same old, same old.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you keep on trying to second guess God.
Mm-hmm.
And to justify your wrong, you're going to get the same old, same old.
Yes.
You're going to walk around every day with a hurt heart, press it up, nobody can get it down because of your way that you are receiving things in life. Okay. Mm. So, check your heart out. And ask yourself again, how is my heart?
Amen.
Okay. David said, have mercy on me, upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. And according to thy multitude of thy tender mercy. David said, blot out my transgression. And wash me thoroughly from my iniquity. And cleanse me from my sin.
My Lord.
All right. David's trying to get himself ready. Because he had messed up. Okay. He had taken one of his soldiers' wife and had him killed. Okay. And David didn't think nothing of it that much. He was going on about his daily routine and thought his hand was innocent. Okay. But God had to send the prophet Nathan by.
Teacher, Pastor, teacher.
To let him know what he's done.
Yes, yes.
Talk about how there was a rich man had plenty.
Mm-hmm.
And his one of his servant only had one ewe lamb. Talk about how David and his power told how he had taken that man's one sheep to feed somebody, a guest that come out of town. And he had plenty that he could have gotten out of his own flock.
Mm-hmm.
To do what he needed to do. All right. So he let him know that you done this. But David said this person didn't be killed. And he let him know that you the person.
Mm.
And then so David now in his 51st song says his prayer of repentance. Okay. He was repenting for what he had done. So David asked the Lord to have mercy on him. Blot out his transgressions. Forgive him of his sin. And notice here in that fourth verse, it says, it's against thee. It's you, Lord. And you only have our sin. Okay. Now he took Uriah's life, took his wife, but David said, my sin was against you.
My Lord.
So whatever you're doing against somebody, whatever you're doing to get back at somebody,
tell it, Pastor.
You are doing it unto the Lord.
Amen.
Right.
Okay. All right, so your evil acts are all directed at the Lord. You think you're directed at the person, but you direct them at the Lord.
Yes.
So make sure your heart is right so that you won't do this.
That's right.
You say you love the Lord and thy God with all your heart, then love him then and let the hate go.
That's right.
Okay. You can't have both in that at the same time.
Amen.
Jesus said you can't put forth sweet water and bitter water at the same time.
That's right.
You can't have vinegar and water at the same time. It's either going to be vinegar or water.
That's right, my Lord.
Okay. So. It's against thee, and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, God.
Your sight.
Okay. That thou mightest be justified.
Yes.
When thou speak and be clear when thou judges.
My Lord.
So he said, behold, I was shaking the iniquity. And in sin, then my mother conceived me. David was letting know that when I was formed in iniquity. When I was conceived, it was in sin.
Yes.
Okay, so he wanted to know that, he let him know that, behold, thou desires the truth in the inward part. And in the hidden part, thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Okay, so God desires that you to tell him the truth because he already knows what you've done. He already knows what you plan to do.
Yes.
Okay, so tell him no hidden things from God because there's no place you can hide anything from him.
Amen.
That's true.
He's everywhere.
Yes, he is.
All the time.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
David said, now, clean me up, Lord.
Yes.
Purge me with hip soap.
Uh-huh.
Know that he asked God to do this. You can't clean yourself.
Amen. Sure can.
Okay. You can't clean yourself, and you can't, and if you can't clean yourself, that you definitely can't clean nobody else.
Amen.
Amen.
The very best we can do is that filter rags.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to try to clean somebody or yourself up with a filter rag? You're going to take a bloody rag and go wash it, clean your white raw? You're going to have a gray wall when you get through. Okay. So, he said, behold, thou deserve the proof in the inward parts.
Mm-hmm.
And then the hidden parts thou shall make me to know wisdom. So God said, David said that you can make me to understand and to apply things I learned over the years.
Mm-hmm.
I know wisdom, how to deal with it. Because wisdom comes from God.
That's right.
Let purge me with hyssop. And I shall be clean. Wash me. And I shall be whiter than snow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So God does the cleaning.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
He'll get you clean.
That's right.
He'll clean you better than Mr. Clean will.
That's right.
He'll clean you better than Tide will.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He'll clean you better than any of those detergent, Clorox, and all the other things.
Amen.
And David said he will be whiter than snow.
Yes.
And we know what snow is white.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that they're imagining being cleaner than snow looks.
Mm.
Make me to hear my joy. The joy and gladness that the bones that thou hast broken may rejoice. Okay, I need to know and see what happened. You broken me, so I can open my eyes and see these things and repent. They said, don't hide your face from my sin.
That's right.
I need you to blot them out.
Yes.
Okay. I need you to fix me and clean me of my iniquity. And here he goes to the heart. Create in me.
Yes.
A clean heart.
Yes.
Somebody need to cry out, Lord, create in me.
Yes.
A clean heart.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes.
And renew the right spirit within me.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
If you can't love like you're supposed to love, you need to be a clean heart.
Yes.
That's right.
You need to, you know, they do heart transplants now, though.
Mm-hmm.
So you need God to do a heart transplant on you.
Yeah.
Creating you.
My Lord.
A clean heart.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And get your spirit renewed.
Amen.
So you have the right spirit.
Amen.
My Lord.
So if some of us got spirit, we got the wrong spirit.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So we need to get the right spirit in us, that spirit of peace, that spirit of joy, that spirit of hope, that spirit of deliverance, the spirit of victory, the spirit that God has given you, that you can do all things through him that strengthens him, that spirit
Amen.
You know that all things are working together for the good, that spirit that you know that I can do all things through him that strengthens me. Creating me
clean heart.
A clean heart.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And renew
right spirit.
The right spirit.
Yes.
God, I had your spirit, but somehow or another I lost it. I need you to give it back to me.
Yes, yes, God.
Give me the right spirit.
Yes.
Okay. Amen.
Help me to love everybody.
Yes.
Help
mm-hmm.
me not to look for no evil in everybody. Nobody.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Help me, God, to see you in everybody and in yes. everything.
Yes.
Help me to see you.
Yes, God.
Glory be to God. So I won't be trying to condemn others,
mm-hmm.
but to love them. Jesus said, the young lawyer asked them, saying, Lord, what shall I do to inherit the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus said, do you know the law? What it reads? And the young man said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart.
Uh-huh.
Not part of it. Not one half of it, not three-fourths of it, but all thy heart.
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And with all thy soul. And with all thy strength.
Mm-hmm.
And with all thy mind. And thy neighbor as thyself.
Amen.
Okay. That's what you need to do. You got to get that heart right so you can do these things.
Amen.
Okay. And he said unto him, thou hast answer right.
Mm-hmm.
This do, and thou shalt live.
Mm-hmm.
But he being willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, and who is my neighbor?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know how we are, the word tells us to do something and it will say there, well, God doesn't mean for me to keep on doing this. But I heard it say, don't get weary, you're well doing.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Well, you shall reap.
In due time.
In due time.
Mm-hmm.
So don't get weary. And your well doing. Keep on doing what the word said.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be in your heart.
Amen.
To keep on doing and not get tired. If you want to reap,
mm-hmm.
you got to endure for a while. Glory to God.
And
so he said, thou hast answered right, this do, and mm-hmm. ye shall live.
Uh-huh.
Love the Lord thy God with all your heart,
mm-hmm.
all your strength, all right. your mind,
mm-hmm.
and your neighbor as yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And love them. And you shall inherit eternal life. So Jesus answered, said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among three thieves,
mm-hmm.
which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him. And departed, leaving him half dead. Okay. He doesn't say what kind of man it was, who it is, but just a certain man. That certain man could be anybody.
Yes, right. Sir.
Uh-huh.
And maybe he didn't put a name on it because he put a name on it or
mm-hmm.
a nationality on it or a race on it. Some of us would say, well, that was for them and not for me. Okay. Or is that, or is that a certain man?
Mm-hmm.
A certain person went from Jerusalem to Jericho.
Mm-hmm.
On his way there, he got jumped. Okay, he got hijacked.
Mm-hmm.
He got beat up. Mm-hmm. He got stripped of his clothes,
mm-hmm.
robbed of his money, and then left him there half dead. Sometimes you go through life and people things, the things they do to you, beat you up, yeah. strip you
mm-hmm.
of your joy, strip you of your peace, strip mm-hmm. you of your goodness, and leave you there half dead.
That's the truth.
All right. And it said, by chance, a certain priest. Note again, he didn't name who the priest was or his nationality, but it said a certain priest happened by and saw the man. He wouldn't even go over there where he was. Passed by on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't say where he was on his way to. They had a mission they had to go do that he was so important he had to take, didn't have time to stop.
Mm.
But he saw him and went on the other side. Okay. And then again, he said, now here comes a Levite. A certain Levite. Notice that these people that passed them by are church people.
Yes.
Uh-huh. These people that passed them by are the one that said, for God I live and for God I die.
Uh-huh.
These people that passed them by are the ones that trying to put forth the best foot.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, even in our putting forth our best foot, we slip. We stumble. And we sometimes fall. Okay. This Levite, the preacher first, now the preacher helper.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they were going to a service, they were all headed the same way.
Mm.
All right. He saw him and went over where he was.
Mm-hmm.
Looked down on him and made a decision, I ain't gonna get involved with this.
Mm-hmm.
And went back to the other side and passed him on by.
Yeah.
And then he said, here comes a Samaritan. Coming down the road.
Uh-huh.
A Samaritan was outcast. A Samaritan was someone that
uh-huh.
people didn't do, don't want to deal with. A Samaritan uh-huh. was like us.
Uh-huh.
Who's judged by our skin.
Yeah.
Rather than the character of us that's in us.
Uh-huh.
The God that lives in us.
Yes, yes.
We are treated different because of the color of our skin.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's the way the Samaritan was. But this man had mercy on this man.
Uh-huh.
Pour water, pour wine on his wound.
Uh-huh.
Doctor meant on to him. Took off his garment.
Uh-huh.
Put it on the man,
mm-hmm.
and then put the man on his own beast,
uh-huh.
and carried him to the nearby inn.
Uh-huh.
Gave out the man 2 pence, and said, take care of it.
Uh-huh.
When I come back tomorrow, if I owe you more, I'll pay it.
Uh-huh.
This man had the right heart.
Yes, he did.
He was loving God with all his heart,
uh-huh.
all his mind, all his spirit, all his soul.
Yes, sir.
All of his strength. Okay. And what he was doing to that man, he was doing it for God.
Amen.
He was doing it unto God.
Yes.
But your heart got to be right.
Yes.
Okay. Don't just sing the song that we used to sing. Search me, Lord. Search me. Turn the light from heaven on my soul.
Yes,
if you find anything that shouldn't be, take it out and spray it in me. You got to do this.
Yes.
Don't ask God to do it.
Yes.
You got to do this.
Search
yourself. Yes. God already know what's in your heart.
Yes.
Search yourself.
Uh-huh.
To see if you know what you're doing and doing what is right. The rich man, the young man, to ask the question, thought he had it all right.
Mm-hmm.
But after searching his heart, he found out he wanted to, he don't want to treat certain people right. Okay, that's why he asked the question, who's my neighbor?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It shouldn't matter who the person is. Love them.
Yes.
As the word said, love.
Mm-hmm.
Take care of them, as God said, do. Search my heart. Find out what's in my heart.
Yes,
do I really love the Lord?
Mm-hmm.
There's another song that says, I really love the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I really love the Lord. Do you really love the Lord?
Oh, yes, yes, sir.
Do you love everybody?
Amen.
If not, you don't love the Lord.
That's right.
If you don't love your enemy, you don't love the Lord.
Amen.
You can't pray for them that despitefully use you. You don't love the Lord.
Amen.
If you hate anybody, you don't love the Lord.
That's
if
right.
You have hatred there. You got to have love. Love the Lord our God and said, with all, not some of it, all of our heart.
Amen. Yes.
Right.
Thank you, Lord.
Stop saying, God, look out for number one.
Thank you, God.
Mm-hmm. Right. And give God his just due.
Amen.
Love the Lord.
Uh-huh.
For all your heart.
Mm-hmm.
All your mind,
mm-hmm.
all your soul,
mm-hmm.
all your spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Love him.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and you shall have life, everlasting.
Amen.
Amen.
So your challenge then is to check your heart out.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Test it. See what comes out. Okay. Check the Lord. Right. Okay. If it's there, love is there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If it's there, we don't have room for hatred.
Mm-mm.
Okay. We got love in spite of themselves and ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Be as a good Samaritan.
Amen.
Give help whenever you can help.
Mm-hmm.
Pray whenever you can pray. Administer good deeds whenever you can. That's all the Lord requires of thee. All right. God bless you.
Amen.
And may heaven's bar upon you.
Mm-hmm.
Bless you. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you now for this service. We bless your holy name and we glorify you, magnify your name, for thou art good all the time.
Yes,
help us, God, to have a heart like thine.
Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus, if we don't have a clean heart, we ask you to create in us a clean heart.
Help us, Lord.
And renew within us the right spirit.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, God bless the families who are going through the mourning and grieving today.
Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus, the Swenson family and Wooten family, the Black Mourning family. God bless them, God, and help them to accept your will in their lives this day. In the name of Jesus, for we know that we love them, but you, God, love them the best, and you give them the
Yes.
My own home and a blessing.
Yes.
And we grow and we'll even magnify your name for that. In the Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you, God.
Amen.
All right.
Hello.
Somebody got a sock for the clothes.
No, Lord, thank you.
The windows of heaven are open and the fire is falling today. I got joy, joy down in my soul since Jesus made everything all right. I gave him my old filthy garment, and he gave me a robe of pure white. I'm feasting on manna from heaven. That is why I'm happy today. Oh, that is why I'm happy. That is why I'm happy. That is why I'm happy today. I got joy, joy down in my soul since Jesus made everything all right. I gave him my old filthy garment, and he gave me a robe of pure white. I'm feasting on manna from heaven. That is why I'm happy today.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Okay. Y'all have a blessed day.
Yeah.
You too,
Pastor.
Bye.
Be safe.
Keep us in mind for the precious throne of God. May the grace of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, food, and the Bible be found henceforth and forevermore. And the people of God say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.